Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Our schools are supposed to give people a foundation of knowledge, not supposed to be indoctrination centers where you're trying to push specific ideologies. Let me be clear. There's no room in our classrooms for things like critical race theory. Teaching kids to hate their country and to hate each other is not worth one red cent of taxpayer money.
Thank you all so much. What a super Tuesday.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On the Valley's Power Talk.
Governor DeSantis was exactly right. He was right to call it out. Bravo to him. I hope a number of other governors follow suit. And what did we see Joe Biden do immediately? He ended the 1776 commission because it dared to talk about the founding of this great country and being able to live the American dream and ultimately be a success. Those are the kind of things, those are the freedoms that we have in this country. Instead of celebrating those, we're looking at indoctrinating our children.
Yep, we are. That's former Chief of Staff to the Trump administration, Mark Meadows. They're talking about Governor Ron DeSantis not going to allow critical race theory to happen. In Florida, it's just a training exercise. Why are you losing sleep over this? You know, it's part of the civil rights movement. You must be a racist if you're saying critical race theory is something you don't want your kids or anybody else's kids to hear about. You know, most Americans that do remember Martin Luther King, they remember the civil rights movement. Americans that maybe weren't old enough to remember it, maybe they were kids during it, maybe you weren't even born then, but you've watched your history. You know what history was about. You know what he was about. Martin Luther King hoped that his little children would not be judged by the color of their skin. He wanted them to be judged by the content of their character. And if you bring that up on a campus today, you bring that up in a boardroom today, you bring that up on social media today, you'll be called a racist. When in actually, you know, not judging people by the color of their skin, but by their character and the content of their character, that's truly the definition of not being a racist. But we got a new definition. You will be judged by the color of your skin. Or you will be judged by your political affiliation. Or you will be judged by your religion. This is not training. This is a new way of life. The training is getting you to think it over and over and over until it gets into your psyche, until it gets into your thinking of, until it gets into literally how you see and view the world around you. And this is growing, this is evolving, and once you've, I guess, gone through their indoctrination training, you're supposed to never look at the world that has the rules of the old world. Or you're never, ever supposed to admit that in America, we actually have a just system for all. You're not supposed to. We'll never get there. Because the moment that we actually maybe admitted that, okay, we have some rules and we have a just system, then the movement would have to end. People would have to lose their paychecks. Patrice Cullors of Black Lives Matter wouldn't be able to build buy her seventh and eighth new home. You have to keep on creating these injustices. They have to find it everywhere. That's why we now have math is racist, English is racist. this critical race theory. You heard Mark Meadows talking about President Trump issued Executive Order 13950, combating race and sex stereotyping. He banned it from the federal government from using critical race theory in employee training. But Joe Biden described CRT, critical race theory, as nothing more than, we're just teaching people to be aware of other people's feelings. Oh, that's all it is. Just a feel-good thing. His first act was to revoke President Trump's executive order and replace it with his own executive order. And his own executive order was called Advancing Racial Equity and Support for Underserved Communities Through the Federal Government. You have so many. You got probably millions of millennials and what are we calling this? Gen Zers? Generation Z? We're pretty soon we're just going to have a generation. We call it Generation, huh? Because that generation will be going, huh? What? The current school children. They're told to reject the Martin Luther King concept. That's old. I mean, that's the American Bar Association explains that critical race theory is not a training but a practice. It's not a noun. It's a verb. See, what they say is race, it connects with everything, every identity that we can come up in society, whether it's sexuality or your gender or even now the CDC director, Miss Walensky, I feel an impending feeling of doom. She says that racism is now an emergency across America. See, it's not racism is not something of the past. It's not a bygone thing of the past. What they want us to talk about is slavery and segregation and second-class citizenship. That's the fabric of this nation. And if you say that this nation was founding on freedom, you're lying. And you're actually racist if you even say something like, well, aren't there like CEOs and doctors and engineers and politicians, and we just had a president, celebrities. Are there not black CEOs and doctors and all that kind of? See, don't say anything like that. Don't, because that messes up what they're talking about. See, that because they need victims. They have these categories they developed, and they need people to fill these categories. You got to have victims that fall into these categories, and the more oppressed you are, especially by whites, straight white men. I mean, literally, if you can be a disabled black lesbian, that would be exactly who they're really. That's boy, according to race theory, they want you to believe, because the United States was founded on slavery, founded on Jim Crow. Every system then it has that taint of racism. Even you, according to Ancestry.com, it's in your blood lineage. That's what systemic racism is, and this is what they're teaching in our school system. It's now in our criminal justice system. And when you say what is the proof of all this, they will show you that people of color have worse outcomes than whites or with Asians, and that's the theory that they always put it on, and they're working to control our kids, these ethnic studies. They're even putting it into gym class and math. It's Marxist ideology is exactly what it is. And whether or not parents, I tell you, you got to stand against there are local radicals right here. And you got to know what the kids are learning. Last year, lawmakers voted to force the entire California State University system to require all students to take ethnic studies. Expected to also make high school diplomas be relied on that as well. This curriculum approved by the Board of Education, ethnic studies, critical race theory, kindergarten through 12th grade. This is just not college classes anymore. They're moving it all the way down to pre-K and kindergarten. It's not limited to, including but not limited to, visual and performing arts, English language arts, economics, biology, gender, and sexuality studies. Oh, man, this is going to shape a generation to come. And you got to understand, this is militant. This is truly militant. Because when your kids are sitting in class, when they get back in and they're in person and they're sitting there and they're different races, different colors, they're going to be taught that, well, let's look around the classroom. Who are the oppressors and who are the victims? Who are the oppressed? Who are those that are oppressing? It'll be everywhere at all times. You have to look for it, and it's going to be throughout society. It'll be... And this all sounds a little bit familiar if you actually study, what was that cat's name, Karl Marx? He taught the followers to divide the world into two categories. You have the oppressed and you have the oppressors. And the oppressed must overthrow the society that they're currently being oppressed in and have to overthrow the oppressors, or you're just going to live a miserable, wretched life. This critical race theory is Marxism, and it is really, really bad news for California. It's a big-time bad news. Marxism has a track record of making the world a much, much poorer place. Let's 559-230-4242. Let's go to Tyler in Clovis. Hi, Tyler. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Trevor.
Hey.
I wanted to bring up quickly, you know, I think back to, I was pretty young, but in the early 2000s in the Bush era, we had Condoleezza Rice, who I really looked up to and respected as a black woman who put race aside and took her education and her intellect to really define herself. And then we get into the Obama era where it's time for a change, and it just seems like all of a sudden we made a change. It wasn't about being intellectual anymore. It's that black people needed to define themselves as being black, which there's nothing wrong with having heritage and culture, but they drove themselves into wanting to be something more than anyone else. And that's where my frustration comes from. And the left took that and ran with it. Just like you're saying, they used that polarizing agenda to push for the Marxism, to push for socialism, to push for government run, and government's your friend, and it's time for a change. And I'm disappointed with that era moving forward personally.
You know, as I would say, Tyler, how old are you?
I'm 28.
28 years old. In the 90s, when you were born, I was an adult in the 90s. I graduated from high school in 84, so you can put it together. I'm 55. And in the 90s, race was not an issue. It was not like it is today. Anywhere even close to it, it was actually a sense of accomplishment that we had come past that. And now we're going backwards. We're going in reverse.
Exactly. It wasn't about what your skin tone was. It was exactly like you said. Martin Luther King said it best. He said, let the content of your character define you. And we've moved away from that so far that it is just uncanny to believe how are we going to get back. But it takes people like you and I talking and verbalizing this, that we need to encourage all people, whether you are black, brown, white, blue, pink, purple, all people need to define their lives by being better people and not feeling like you've been left out and that you are owed something and that the government built this. They need to pay for you. They need to make reparations to you. None of that is right. Define yourself. Work hard. Do what is right in life. And whether you're rich or poor, you will live a happy life.
Tyler, hang on. Al Sharpton has a reply.
It's racist.
Thank you, Tyler. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
The state's public schools superintendent says it will help teach the history and contributions, as well as the racism and oppression faced by black, Asian, Latino, and Native Americans. But others say the lessons are divisive and teach kids that America is a fundamentally racist country. Chris Rufo, director of the Discovery Institute.
The goal of this is to move away from a model of achievement-based education towards a model of political activism. They're turning schools into an extension of our politics.
Yeah, and it has to stop. We're going to talk to a gentleman from San Diego, president of Californians for Equal Rights Foundation. They've actually filed a civil rights complaint against San Diego Unified School District for this unlawful critical race theory training. We'll talk to the man coming up right here at the bottom of the hour.
The new number to talk to Trevor, 559-230-4242. That's 559-230-4242. The Trevor Carey Show. You're listening to The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hey, the fact that we actually have 100 corporate CEOs and attorneys coming together last weekend to actually fight against duly elected state legislatures that put in their voting rights bills, like Georgia, they're fighting back against it. And MSNBC Morning Brett thought it's such a great idea.
More than 100 corporate CEOs, attorneys, and experts came together this weekend to discuss next steps in fighting bills that restrict voting. It comes in response to Georgia's controversial election law and legislation like it making its way through state houses across the country. Discussed included pulling donations, public statements, and support for legislation on the national level. Our next guest is the person who organized the meeting.
Yeah, they had him on. All proud of the guy. Guys, we now have corporate America. Corporate America, it's collusion between the Democratic Party and these corporations. We have collusion between the Democratic Party and these school districts, and it's happening big time in boardrooms. This is a major paradigm shift that's happening. And we have socialism being celebrated in mainstream media. Socialism is, in their Marxist theory, it's really a transitional social state between the overthrow of capitalism and the realization of communism that is coming in. And the fact that we have 100 CEOs teaming up to go against state legislatures, guys, that's a declaration of war. It's exactly what it is. I was telling you yesterday about that fake reporter that actually got into the Psaki's press conferences. I went and actually found one of the questions that they ask. And when the question that they actually ask, it actually goes to show that Obama is still telling Joe Biden what to do. Listen to Psaki's reaction to this fake reporter asking a question.
Biden seeking to bring back the often bipartisan portrait unveiling events at the White House.
I'm certain we will have bipartisan portrait unveiling events at the appropriate time when COVID allows.
That's one of the fake reporters that got in. They got unearthed. It's coming from White House News. Is a fake.
I don't know when that will be, but that certainly would be something I know the president would support. In terms of his engagement with President Obama, they are not just former colleagues, I guess you call them, as president and vice president, but they are also remain close friends, and they talk regularly about a range of issues, from policy issues to bouncing ideas off of each other to their families. So they are in close touch, but we just don't read out those specific calls. We keep them private.
They're in very close touch. Hey, Joe, great job at the border. I wonder what their conversations are like. Let's do a conservative checklist, shall we? How about no. Let's do a white conservative checklist, because that's how the White House puts everybody into their little slice of the pie. How are they going to get white conservatives to take the Fauci jab, especially Johnson & Johnson now, blood clots related to the vaccine? How are they going to get white conservative communities? They need to strengthen the vaccine confidence. Well, I know that when I go home as a white conservative, on the way home, I listen to country music. On the weekends, I sit down with my Pabst Blue Ribbon beer and I watch NASCAR. And when NASCAR is over, I flip over to The Deadliest Catch, right? Because I'm a big fisherman. I can't even fish right. Every time I go fishing with somebody, they always say, I don't know what happened. Last time I caught 30 right here. It's me. It's me around computers. I give off some weird energy, and me around fish. Anybody I go fishing with always, I don't mean every so often, I mean always, says, I don't understand what's happening. I've never been on a productive fishing journey ever. But oh no, they got us nailed. Oh, the white stereotype. Bunch of rednecks. Listen to Jen Psaki.
Also investing $3 billion to states and community-based organizations to strengthen vaccine confidence in the highest risk and hardest hit communities. And often people think of that as just black and brown communities, and that is not. As you've noted, that is also conservative communities, white evangelicals. Oh. It's a range of communities around the country. What we've found to be most effective is to work with these local organizations. So faith-based organizations, community health organizations, civic leaders and others who can really get this message deeply in communities. We've also had a number of our members of our COVID team from Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins participate, as an example, participate in a range of media interviews. You know, an example is Dr. Collins participated in the 700 Club.
Ah, they're on the 700 Club. Wouldn't that be wouldn't you love to see Pat Robertson and Fauci go at it?
Dr. Nunez-Smith hosted a faith leaders roundtable. We're also looking for, we've run PSAs on the deadliest catch.
Ah, PSAs on the deadliest catch. Bang, dang, 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 dang. We all love fishing there, Psaki. Nothing wrong. Fishing's awesome.
We're engaged with NASCAR and
NASCAR
Country Music TV. We're looking for a range of creative ways to get directly connected to white conservative communities. We won't always be the best messengers, but we're still trying to meet people where they are, but also empower local organizations.
Oh, got it all figured out, don't we? Deadliest Catch, NASCAR. Okay. Critical race theory. It's being taught to your kids. Right here in California, the Californians for Equal Rights Foundation, they filed a civil rights complaint against San Diego Unified School District for unlawful critical race theory training. Are you having to go through it? We'll talk to Frank Hsu next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
CRT. We've been talking about it for quite a while. Critical race theory. It's simply a training, right? Well, a lot of people think it's just part of the civil rights movement. That's how they try and sell it. And most Americans of a certain age believe that Martin Luther King's hope that, you know, he said his kids would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And to me and many others, that's a definition of not being a racist. Now there's a new definition. And in this complaint that has been filed in San Diego, they are alleging San Diego Unified School District has engaged in unlawful discrimination against their employees, these racially biased and hostile required training programs. He actually is standing up, like many are starting to realize they're going to have to do if they don't want the next generation of Americans to be brainwashed that this is a horrible country. He's the president for Californians for Equal Rights Foundation, Frank Hsu. Frank, welcome to the show, sir. Glad you're here.
I thank you, Trevor, to have me here.
Yeah. Now, this is an actual a case that's going to court. Frank, if you can explain what a civil rights complaint is, and then explain why you have filed it down in San Diego.
We got contacted by a concerned San Diego educator in early January, and then we connected more teacher witnesses through our partner Christopher Rofer, and we decided that after examining all the evidences, we decided that we will file an administrative complaint against San Diego Unified School District. Right now, it's not a lawsuit; it's an administrative complaint.
Gotcha. So why now? I talked a little bit about this, you know, unlawful discrimination against these teachers. Frank, how bad is it? What kind of training are they having to go through? And what are some of the horror stories that you've heard that, you know, moved you guys in this direction?
There are key programs that under scrutiny. They are like you know, white privilege understanding power and privilege in education, critical self-awareness for beginners, and anti-racist leadership in our schools. And basically, they are telling the white teachers that they are spiritually murdering their black students, and that's completely not acceptable.
Spiritually murdered their black students?
Yes, and that's what the training program tells the teachers.
Spiritually murdering. Do they go into A, B, C, and D of how you spiritually murder a child?
Well, you know, their theory is really based on the critical race theory, and they even redefine the discrimination. So, as you said, Dr. Martin Luther King says that we don't want us to be judged by race and skin color, but Dr. Ibram X. Kendi said that if discrimination is creating equity, then it is anti-racist, which says that's good. And if discrimination is creating inequity, then it is racist, which is bad. So basically, they are redefining the words discrimination and telling us and telling the teachers that some sort of discrimination are actually good.
That said, that word equity, Frank, we're hearing it everywhere in every conversation. And when you look up the meaning of equality, that means equal. Equality is something equal that we should all strive for. Equity means fair, and they're getting to decide what's fair. And I guess some racism they're deciding is actually fair if it actually balances out to equity. Isn't it a strange world that we woke up to these last few years? Frank, it really felt like to me, I'm 55 years old, and I grew up first 13 years in Memphis, Tennessee in the South. Then we moved to California. My whole life, race relations got better. I actually looked at it as the generation I grew up with in and still am part of were the ones that really truly transitioned it over to not being an issue. We didn't talk about it as much. It became more normal to see the blending of everybody, and we've just gone in the opposite direction lately. And, you know, this systemic racism, you know, I guess, Frank, they're telling some of these teachers, if they, you know, if a white teacher said, I don't need this training, they'll say, well, maybe you don't realize you're racist because the systemic racism, you know, we went on Ancestry.com and found out that you're great, 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 you know, did this, and this. So somehow it's in you. And that's crazy. And I'm glad you guys are actually fighting back. Do you actually have parents of all different races and colors involved in this?
Right now, since this is an administrative complaint, so right now we have educators.
Okay, so the teachers. So you're kind of representing the teachers on this that are having to go through this required training.
Correct.
All right. It violates, as you write here, the 14th Amendment, Title of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, Article 1, Section 31 of the California Constitution. And Frank, we actually have anti-discrimination laws and policies that this critical race theory actually violates in and of itself, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. If we look at the words in the Constitution, the definition of the discrimination by Dr. Ibram Kendi is, of course, unconstitutional. But right now, the critical race theory and all the trainings from that theory, they all buy this idea that some racial discrimination are good, and which is unconstitutional, violates our very constitution.
But isn't it amazing, Frank, how far this has actually moved into? It's not like you're trying to stop it from getting into the classroom. You're trying to actually get it out of the classroom. It's already in there. And I don't think a lot of parents are aware because You know, right now we're on day 391 of the lockdown of the 2 weeks to flatten the curve, you know. A lot of this has been implemented after the George Floyd situation in Minneapolis has been put into place. And now they're going to be getting taught right in person. And it's basically in every school district across California. And Frank is the president of Californians for Equal Rights Foundation. Frank, if there are some individuals here in the Central Valley of California, especially like you're talking about some of these educators, some of these people that work for the school district. And Frank, I know it has to be somewhat scary for these teachers to stand up because in this today's climate, they'll be knocked right back down and called a racist and their career could be in question. What's your advice to individuals here that want to stand up? Is there a starting place to start like you guys did?
Well, you know, they have the, you know, they indeed have the tactic described. They describe it as interrupting racism or calling out someone's oppressive and detrimental behavior, and that's in the training program. So what it means is that if you don't agree with me, and then we will call you out and humiliate you, and it's indeed a cult tactic. So you know.
Good word for it. Good word, cult tactic. It is. Frank, if people here wanted to take some steps to get to where you guys are in San Diego right now, what is that first step, filing a civil rights complaint? Do you have to get an attorney? Tell us how much hard work went into this.
Yeah, we actually are developing a framework in the Californians for Equal Rights Foundation to help the parents and and educators all across the nation. And this one is the first administrative complaint in the nation. Mm. And we are also investigating another possibility for file a lawsuit against another school district. So we are developing a framework to help. So if any parent or educator has similar issues, please contact us, and we will. I'll definitely contact you back.
Did you guys hear? Hey, did you hear that? Educators in the Valley here who feel like you have nobody that has your back. You just heard Frank say you can contact him. We'll get to that contact in just a moment here. But Frank, you know, we hear hostile work environment. If this is not the definition of a hostile work environment, I don't know what is. To be with no evidence whatsoever, you've never been brought to human resources, you've never made a racist comment, you're not that individual, but you're being called out as being a racist. And I know that word is so thrown around these days, but it actually means a very hateful person. That's evil in somebody's heart who hates somebody else based upon what they look like, what their skin pigmentation, where they were born. That's not what we're about. So yes, if you're being called that, that is a very hostile work environment. I don't know how people could work under that kind of environment except shut your mouth and go along with the training and over time be convinced you're that 2 + 2 = 5. This is 1984 George Orwell stuff. And we've actually heard, Frank, of math now being racist. They're going to dismantle racism in math. Tell me that's not crazy.
Oh, yeah. You know, in terms of 2 + 2 = 5, and they have a term called white fragility. So that means if you experience guilt, anger, apathy, or closed-mindedness, and you felt uneasy with the materials, and that's the evidence of white fragility. And they don't even think about that. It's, you know, it's just a natural reaction of their violating our constitutional rights. And they create a term, white fragility.
Okay, so if I stood up and I said, I don't need to go through this, I'm not, then that's white fragility on my part. I'm just too fragile to open up and actually look at where my hatred is based in or something. I tell you what, Frank, if they want to keep this pathway to math equity, there's that word again in Oregon, they're calling it a pathway to math equity. They're saying they see white supremacy in math classes. You know, 10 years from now, we'll have bridges falling down and satellites falling out of the sky if 2 + 2 is not 4. I mean, we got to stay with the truth. Frank, thank you for all that you're doing there in San Diego. And if individuals here in the Valley want to know what you're up to with the Californians for Equal Rights Foundation, Frank, how can they reach out to you guys?
You can give us an email, info@cferfoundation.org. CFER spells as C-F-E-R.
Info@CFER, CFER.
Foundation.org.
Foundation.org. Info@CFERfoundation.org. Frank will walk you through it. They filed their civil rights complaint against the San Diego Unified School District for unlawful critical race theory training. If you feel like you're in a hostile work environment, that's the way to do it. Frank, God bless you for standing up, and we have to protect our kids because we don't need to turn them against each other in the classroom. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you. There they are. Again, info@CFERfoundation.org. All right, that's how you stand up right there. Conservatives, we're a bunch of rednecks. That's what Biden's press secretary, Psaki, is that her name? She kind of said that. We'll listen in next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Well, now, if you want to complain to the county or if you want to go to the county and say, hey, I need help with this form, the county's actually going to go back and call themselves essential. Fresno County Board of Supervisors lifting the emergency local emergency order that went out 391 days ago. But it's symbolic. Yeah, the state still overrules. We know King Gruesome overrules, right? Hey, that recall's still going on. I know we're in a lull right now because the numbers were reached, well, turned in. What would happen? You think they came out and go, no, I'm sorry, we found too many signatures that didn't match, and it didn't match the 1.6 or whatever that was needed, right? Suddenly, signatures matching would matter in election. But that's not happening. That's not happening. Hey, a lot of talk today about this critical race theory. Again, I'll give you that website info at CFER. CFER, Californians for Equal Rights Foundation. Go to CFERfoundation.org if you need help. If you're someone that's, excuse me, in education and you feel like you work at a extremely hostile school environment, you can't have a hostile work environment. And that's what they are actually creating and all the training you'll be going through. And again, it's not part of the civil rights movement. It's nowhere near what Martin Luther King was talking about. It's a new way of life. The training will get you in your head over and over and over and over, and you'll be thinking, "And oh, wow, now I see the world. Everything's racist. All this growing inequity. Oh, there it is. Boy, it'll come out. You'll start to see the world differently. We'll never have a just system for all, because then I guess their movement would have to end, and they got to creep on creating these injustices, as we've seen. And that's part of what's happening right now. And also with the county, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. We'll get your opinions, because they work for you, they work for me, they work for us, and they've been quiet for a long time. Now they want to act as if what?
Dictator Newsom really has put in his guidelines.
Okay, that was Supervisor Brandel last summer calling him Dictator Newsom. Boy, that, to have a county supervisor stand up that hard against a governor, that's some pretty, pretty strong talk. Is it not to call him a dictator? Yeah, that was. I thought we had some defense. But then I guess I should have listened a little bit closer to the end of this sentence.
And at some level, the county is an arm of Sacramento.
Oh, yeah, they were. I should have listened to Supervisor Magsig. Well, I did listen to him, and I thought he understood what the lockdowns, that the harm that was happening superseded, overdid the loss of COVID life. I mean, this is what he said.
Clearly, COVID is real. But at some point, we need to look at our economy. And I look at the harm that's been caused to our businesses, and I would say that the harm there far exceeds the lives lost. And it's not to minimize those people who have passed away with COVID or directly from COVID. But when did we become a country that is saying where we are afraid of fear?
Well, that was 391 days ago. If you want some stats, some data.
You know, we need to live our lives. Our businesses need to be able to thrive. And a big issue that I have with a lot of these lockdown measures that are out there is people are losing their livelihoods. People are taking their own lives. And none of that is being properly accounted for.
All right. Where were you in October, November, December, January, February, March? We're into April. Now they're going to lift it. What about all those lives that were lost all those months that you were talking about there back in September? Yeah, a lot of questions. Won't be in a question, so election time, who I'll be voting for. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. Thanks to Agent Squires. God willing, back tomorrow at 3. Girardi's next. Have yourself a good evening.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.